Here are your latest Manchester United headlines. I'm James Mason. United could be without six players for Sunday's Premier League clash against Chelsea at Stamford Bridge. Providing an update on the game of the injury list that he has, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer revealed that both Scott McTominay and Paul Pogba are sidelined. Edinson Cavani has also not trained since picking up a calf problem early this month and has effectively been ruled out of the contest. Meanwhile, Dan James is a big doubt for the clash after the knock he sustained during the 0-0 Europa League draw against Real Sociedad in midweek. Aside from that quartet, well, Juan Mata is out for a couple of weeks with an unknown injury concern, while Phil Jones continues to recover following his knee surgery. Meanwhile, Fiorentina defender Nikola Milinkovic is reportedly looking to find a new club this summer. Man United are expected to make a swoop for the credible defender in the next window. Milinkovic is tempted to join Solskjaer's side, that's according to reports in Italy. Fiorentina are having a hard time convincing Milinkovic to renew his contract at the moment, mainly because he is yearning for a move to Old Trafford. The report adds that the Serie A giants AC Milan have also been keeping tabs on Milinkovic, but United has a better chance of selling the centre-back due to economic concerns. The 23-year-old's current deal with Fiorentina is set to expire in the summer of 2022. However, it was reported that the Italian outfit could let Milinkovic go for a fee of around £35 million this coming summer. And finally, United are also being linked with a move for Pau Torres, a 24-year-old Spanish centre-back who is on the books of La Liga side Villarreal. It seems like the defender could be available for a fee in the realms of around £43 million. It is thought that United have moved their attention to Torres after being put off the transfer fee for Sevilla ace Jules Koundé. That's all for now. We'll have more later.